Right now on the phones, we have got the guy behind Hits Deep Tour. It's Toby Mack. Toby, how's it going today?
What's up?
So now Jordan Feliz is out with you guys on tour. Now, how do you choose who goes out with you for like something like Hits Deep?
Hits Deep is really me just sitting around dreaming with my band about who would be great on this tour, honestly, and then sending out some invitations. I usually am talking to people on the road. I see them at festivals. I see them at fairs. I see them all summer, and we kind of kick around ideas. And I mean, some of these artists I've toured with, I toured with Jeremy. Like, it's been a while, but Jordan I've never toured with. We Are Messengers I've toured with. Aaron Cole and Ryan Stevenson, obviously, I have toured with. But I think Jordan, We Are Messengers, I literally went after them because of their live show. They're both so good live.
Now, when you say you send out invitations, do you make, like, are you crafty? Do you make, like, actual little, like, invitations? I'm sure you can find something fun on Pinterest to do.
No, I did not personally do it. I think my manager called. My people called their people.
Okay, see, that seems like a missed opportunity to me.
It probably is. I mean, I should do something.
You gotta do something.
You know, send them some cookies or something with their name on the marquee.
Yeah, well, you know, like, these days, like, when people ask their friends to be in their wedding, they have, like, this whole big thing. Or, like, there's the whole promposal thing. People, you know, asking people to go to prom with them in these huge ways. I feel like if you're going to be like, hey, let's go out and do all of these shows all across the country, you got to do something.
Maybe I'll think, you know, in the middle of the night, try to wake them up in their bedroom and say, hey, come on tour with me.
If you're going to do that, can you please make sure that there is video evidence? Because I think that's something that we would all like to watch.
It might be a police camera, but yeah.
Hey, you know what? Whatever works. As long as there's audio, we'll be good with that.
All right. You got it.
We are talking to Toby Mack. The Hits Deep Tour is coming to the Huntington Inn. And, of course, on tour with Toby Mack is Jordan Feliz, Jeremy Camp, Ryan Stevenson, We Are Messengers, and Aaron Cole. So tell us, what can we expect if we're coming to the show? Obviously, you're going to be bringing some energy. What is the Hits Deep Tour? What can we walk into?
I mean, the Hits Deep Tour is all about hit. You know, it's the songs you got playing. And your listeners are listening to as they drive, as they're at home. It's supposed to be, like, it's all based on hits all night long, two stages, like a B stage and an A stage. So it's bouncing back and forth. There's no like breaks. The acts change really fast. And we kind of set it up like, if you have three hits, four hits, you're going to do four songs. If you have five hits, you're going to do 20 songs. So it was supposed to work like that. You can't exactly do it that way, but that was the goal. Like, Hits Deep is hits all night long, but also hit songs that have hit you in a deep way, have, like, you know, sort of been there for you in the middle of your storm, or been there for you to encourage you when you need it.
Now, how do you choose which songs for you get in your set? Because you have been around since, you know, the 80s with the inception of DC Talk. So, I mean, you just have all of these hits.
You're treading on thin water, but go ahead.
I'm not calling you old. I'm not calling you old. I'm just saying that your hits are more than one night. I mean, if you were to play all of the songs that would be considered a Toby Mack hit, this concert's going to go on for 8 hours.
Michael and Kevin aren't there, so I don't go back as far as DC Talk.
Okay.
So that gets a decade.
10 years of songs, okay. Now the other 20?
I think I do 18 or 20 songs. And where I get conflicted a little is when I put a new record out. Like, every other, I put a record out, a new CD or stream, however you want to listen to it, a new project, every 3 years. So on the off years, it's easy for me to just, you know, basically pick the hit songs. But then I get conflicted when I put a record. So I put the Elements out in October. So I get a little conflicted because, of course, I want to do a bunch of the new songs because I'm excited about it. It's new and people want to hear it. So, like, this year, I kind of threw away the recipe and I said, I'm doing like 8 songs off the Elements record, but I'm doing probably 10 big hits.
Okay. What's your favorite song that you perform for this tour?
The Elements is pretty special, the title track. We brought all the toys out for the Elements because, obviously, you're talking about fighting the Elements. So you can go all the way in, which we do.
Okay. When you're on stage, it's very much a performance. You have to give it all every single night. There are probably times where you just don't have it to give, where you've had a bad day or things are happening, you're tired. How do you combat that and go on stage and still be able to give it everything and have energy even when you don't have any?
I mean, I think it's just a matter of pushing yourself, just like a workout or playing in a basketball game. You know, you just make up your mind to push hard. I do think of every city. I really do. When I'm standing there, when I'm in Toledo, I'll be thinking about Toledo. I'll be thinking about those people, and I'll say to myself, they deserve 100. I know that's a really athletic approach, but I kind of grew up in an athlete's house, and I grew up an athlete. That's just how I approach it. I mean, Kevin Max used to always say that, you know, he used to always say, you approach the stage like it's a sport. And I'm like, you're kind of right. Like, you know, sometimes we walk off stage and say good game to each other.
Hey, if that's the mentality that gets you there and gets you performing, then so be it, right?
Honestly, it's just like the raw, hey, these people paid money for those tickets. I want to give them everything I have tonight. That's a fact. So that's how I approach it.
Now, you talked about growing up in an athlete family and playing sports. What sports did you play growing up?
I played basketball, football, baseball, and golf, and a little tennis, but mostly the first three, basketball, football, baseball, just the classic sports. I didn't really play soccer much. I didn't play lacrosse. I think those are great sports, but it was mostly those three. I'm a terrible swimmer, though. I didn't know that until my wife swam next to me, and I realized she didn't really swim, but she is from Jamaica.
Okay.
She's, too much information.
She's showing you up, huh?
Oh, for sure. There's no doubt.
Well, speaking of, you know, your wife, and you've got, I think, what, five kids? Is that correct?
Correct.
Five kids. So you stay busy. So in your household with your wife and your kids, do you also have any pets?
We have 2.5 pets. Two and a half. Because we have our two dogs, Moxie and Coco. And then we have a friend that works, a single girl, and she leaves her dog here every day. So we have that dog half.
Okay. So
and that dog's name is Sugar.
Aw. So you guys are kind of like nannies for Sugar.
Yeah, Sugar's here right now.
Aw.
Sugar has a diaper on. I didn't know they made dog diapers until Sugar started coming around.
Okay. Well, hey, it could make it easier or harder having a dog in a diaper.
It makes it a lot easier for me because I'm definitely not changing that diaper. I change my kids' diapers, but I'm not changing Sugar's.
That's where you draw the line?
Well, the girl that drops them off, she can change that diaper. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're doing her a service.
Like, it's not my dog, not my problem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we are talking to Toby Mag, part of the Hits Deep Tour, coming to the Huntington Center in Toledo. Toby, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. Before you go, do you have some time for us to run through some random rapid-fire questions?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm a processor, so I'm not very good at random rapid-fire questions.
That's
but
okay.
I'll do my best.
Okay. Now, try to answer in, like, a sentence or less for each of these.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Okay.
You're hitting all my weaknesses, but let's go.
Let's do it. Jumping you outside of your comfort zone. That's all.
Yeah, let's do it. Come on.
Okay. What is your favorite music video of all time that you were a part of?
The Hard Way, DC Talk.
Okay.
I just need you, Toby Mac. I have two careers.
from your past life and your current life, is that what it is?
Yeah, I do. I just need you. Go ahead.
We do have somebody asking on Instagram, is DC Talk ever going to go on tour?
I would never say no.
Okay. Apple or Android?
100% Apple.
100% Apple. Star Wars, Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Winter or summer?
Summer.
What are the ingredients on your perfect pizza?
Cheese and pizza sauce or tomato sauce. That's it. I love it.
Okay, simple. Toby Mag, do you know how to milk a cow?
I do not. I'm scared of them. They're big.
What is one item that you never leave home without?
My phone and a hat, usually.
Okay.
I'm a hat man. Like, I don't care. Even if it's a beanie in my pocket, if I'm actually wearing my hair that day. I'm still going to have a beanie in my pocket somewhere. Like, it might need to go on.
Okay. Who has more hats, you or Jordan Feliz?
I would think I have him just by a mere number of years on Earth.
Okay. What is your favorite psalm?
I mean, I hate to go with the stock, but it's probably 23.
Okay.
There's another one I love. I think it's like 137, I think. But I do love the 23rd. It's comforting.
Okay. Two more random rapid-fire questions for you, Toby. How do you like your eggs?
Over hard.
Over hard.
Minimum over medium. Okay. I do not want them slimy.
Fair enough. And if you could reboot one show that has been canceled, what would it be?
Lost.
Okay. Well, thanks for spending some time with us today. We appreciate it.
Looking forward to it, man. I love Toledo. Ohio has always been good to us, and I look forward to rocking with you guys soon.
Awesome. Well, God bless, Toby.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.